We're here with UWL head football coach Matt Janis. Matt, we made it. We made it to week one. I'm sure you're thrilled. We're all excited for the Saturday. You guys host Dakota State after you made a little bit of a trip out there last year. Early season, non-conference opponent, so I'm sure everyone's asking about the quarterback position. That's probably the first thing you got to get nailed down, right?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, I think when it comes, we've had a lot of questions with that. And on day one of our camp this year, I pulled in, Cade Garcia and Kaiser Heltebrand and, you know, told them both that this is not a quarterback competition in camp. This is a – you're both going to play. So I didn't want them to feel like, okay, if I had a bad practice, I'm nervous. We have two really talented quarterbacks that are very, kind of very different in the way that they approach things, different in the way they play, which, you know, when you have two talented guys, just like at any position, we're going to try to play them both. And so that's what we're going to see on Saturday out of that position. And looking forward to seeing those two take the field.
It's not a quarterback battle. It's a quarterback opportunity. That's how I would word it. That's how you
much
can
better.
It.
Yep.
Yeah. You can word it that way for those two guys. So I know it's early, but if someone is just tuning in this Saturday or maybe they're thinking of coming to the game and they really just want to dip their toe into the 2022 season and start to get a feel for things, is there a position group that you would recommend people focus on? Is there a part of your team this year that you think is going to be really strong and might be the reason that you win a lot of games?
You know, I think, you know, we're really excited about our offensive line right now. That has taken and give Coach McGlenn, our offensive line coach, all the credit in the world. That's a really hard position to recruit. It's a hard position to develop at the Division III level. And we feel like with Coach McGlenn and what he's been able to do with that group, I mean, we're returning close to eight guys that played in games for us last year. So we're really excited about the chemistry that group has and then where that group is just at as football players right now. So that would be, you know, the position there that I think can help make a difference for our football team.
Well, and it's such an advantage, too, because, as you said, so many programs and teams, all the way up to the pros, really struggle to find and develop offensive linemen. And every time I remember covering your games last year, it was like, oh, look it, UWL has the advantage in the trenches on the offensive line again. And, again, you give credit to Coach McGlenn, who I know has been on the station before and does a really good job. So this is move-in weekend. You expecting a good crowd, a good atmosphere, probably a little bit better than driving whatever it was, 5 or 6 hours out to Dakota State last year at this time.
Yeah, I'm really excited, Grant. I mean, this is we had such a great – we kind of had the same similar time last year when we had our home opener, and we had a great showing from our students on campus. And really right now as you walk around UWL, it's just the energy of everybody coming back. There's cars driving all over as we got move-in day kind of going here the next 3 days here. We got cars all over. Just the energy of the students being back on campus.
Awesome. We're thrilled to have UWL football back on WKTY starting Saturday. 4 p.m. kickoff. It's a late afternoon game hosting Dakota State University. Coach Janis, I'm so glad that we're to week one. I can't wait for Saturday, and I can't wait to talk to you again next week. Good luck on Saturday.
Thanks, Grant. I appreciate it. Go Eagles.
Go Eagles.